नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर टेक्स्ट 18 आत्मा आत्मजाप्त गृह वित्त जनेषु शक्तये आत्मात्मजाप्त गृह वित्त जनेषु शक्तये दुष्प्रापणाय गुणसंग विवर्जिताय दुष्प्रापणाय गुणसंग विवर्जिताय मुक्तात्मभिः स्वहृदये परिभाविताय मुक्तात्मभिः स्वहृदये परिभाविताय ज्ञानात्मने भगवते नम ईश्वराय ज्ञानात्मने भगवते नम ईश्वराय ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद माय लॉर्ड दोज हु आर कंप्लीटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम मटेरियल कंटेमिनेशन Always meditate upon you within the course of their hearts. You are extremely difficult to attain for those like me who are too much attached to material concoction, home, relatives, friends, money, servants and assistants. You are the supreme personality of Godhead, uncontaminated by the modes of nature. You are the reservoir of all enlightenment, the supreme controller. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes into the material world, he is unaffected by the modes of material nature. This is confirmed in Ishopanishad, Apapa Vidham. He is not contaminated. This same fact is being described here. Guna Sanga Vivarjitaya. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as an incarnation within this material world, he is unaffected by the modes of material nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashrita. Foolish men with insufficient knowledge deride the personality of Godhead because he appears just like a human being. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood only by Muktatma, the liberated soul. Muktatma bhihi swarudaye paribhavitaya. Only the liberated persons can constantly think of Krishna. Such a person is the greatest of all yogis. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana. Shaddhavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatmato matha. Of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Om adnyanti mirandhasya. So, Gajendra is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this series of verses and is describing the various qualities of the Supreme Lord. We see wonderful descriptions and how precisely he is telling so many qualities of Supreme Lord over here in this one single verse. In the first verse, he is telling who cannot attain you. Dushprap. Prap means to get. Prapta. And dushprapanaya. So the first line, atmatma japta guruha vitta janeshu saktai. So those who are attached. Sakta means attached. And they are attached in what? Atma. In their own mind and body. See, there are various attachments. Gajendra, even though in such a position, he can pray and glorify and his clear thought of mind because he is remembering Krishna. Generally, in a dangerous condition of our life, it's very difficult to maintain our thought process and maintain our calm. We are always worrying, how will I protect myself? I once remember, in spite of hearing so many times, once I was traveling by boat launch from Alibag to Bombay, and then the machine got damaged and it stopped working. When the machine is working, the launch goes in the right direction. When it stops working, then it is at the mercy of the waves and the wind. Although the people on the launch were peaceful because they knew it will not topple over, but still the whole launch being at the mercy, only mercy of the waves and the wind, it was just going almost 45 degrees like this and 45 degrees like this. And all the passengers, they are holding their breath. None knew what to do except look at the workers over there. The workers, because they had knowledge, they were moving around peacefully. And just going here, trying to repair this, trying to repair that. And unfortunately, I was on the top floor. So it moves further like this. Inside, on the bottom floor, there are railings. Top floor, there are railings, but they are for namesake. You can easily topple over. And I was just holding both like this. Actually, it was going 45 or more degrees, one way, another way. It was happening like this for around 20-25 minutes. They could not repair. After that, they could repair. And first 15 minutes, to be honest, I did not remember Krishna. I was just trying to hold tightly. I was on my own strength. And then somehow there, I thought, oh, I should sing Nrisingha Arati. It was such a serious situation. Then after I started singing, it was not with full devotion, because I was thinking that I can save myself. Maybe if I hold nicely, or I was planning, if it topples, I will hold to that wooden plank in the ocean or something. So here is the attachment to the body and the mind, Atma. That is the one attachment. And Atmaja, second type of attachment, is to the sons and daughters. This is again very logical. All of us are attached to our own creations. Even in devotional life, sometimes it happens. We make anything for the service of Krishna, but we become attached to that particular thing. Or for those who have sons and daughters, they are attached to their sons and daughters. And then apta, friends and relatives. In this material world, you see this phenomenon, especially in Kali Yuga. Generally, it happens in Kali Yuga like this. The father and the mother, especially the father, are unhappy over the children, especially the son. Because it's natural that the son will not have, generation gap is there. And the son will not listen to the father. He will have separate ideas of how to do things. So the father is worrying, what should I do with my property? His and the son's chemistry is completely opposite, acid and alkali. So he thinks, what to do with my property? But at the same time, he can't give up his own attachment. So then he gives the property in the name of grandson. Still he cannot give the attachment, even though he can see my son is not at all agreeing with me. And grandson, doesn't know what will happen because he is very small, 2 years, 4 years. He can't disobey the grandfather. He is going to do the same thing. But he thinks, oh, my grandson is very nice because he can't speak against me. And he gives the property. He thinks, I am becoming very successful by not giving my property to my son and giving to the grandson. The point is, as per this verse, the attachment remains. Even after seeing that my son is disobedient, my son's son, some hope of attachment always remains. As if the son's son is going to be obedient, which is not going to be. It's very logical. If the son is not obedient, how can the son's son be obedient? It's impossible. But still that attachment is there. If you keep your eyes open, I can see at least 50 to 80% of the people, they give their property to grandson, not to their son. So this is attachment. Not to the son and daughter, they don't listen to me. So next step. Apta, friends and relatives. That is again an attachment in this world. These are mine. Gajendra was saying, Gajendra experienced Gajendra, he had faith on all these things. In his own body and mind. He was thinking, I am the king and I am strong bodied. Then he has faith in his sons and daughters. Then he has faith in his relatives and friends who are around him, but now they are not going to save him. Then Gruha. And Prabhupada says Gruha means home, community, society and nation. So Gajendra has all these things. We have a home, community and society, but all of us might not be having nations. But Gajendra had a nation. He was the king of the whole forest, Trikut mountain. So, and then Vitta, wealth. He had a wealth. And Janeshu, to various servants and assistants. So these are the various paraphernalia in life in which a man can become attached to. His attachment can be in these items, asakti. Attachment is like attached, sticking over. So, Gajendra is saying, such people who are attached to this, all these variety of things, connected with body, I and my body, body and his expansions, they can't think of the Supreme Lord. Dushprapanaya. It's very logical. Because they are attachments, they are thinking of them. So, a person is always thinking of his wealth, bank balance, money, friends, relatives, home, community, society, wealth, servants, assistants. How can he think of Krishna? That means if a person is attached, he has not realized that actually everyone in this world is fallible. Achyut. Lord's name is Achyut. The Supreme Lord is Achyut. And Gajendra here is realizing, yes, in my precarious condition, only the Supreme Lord can save me, none of my kingdom, wife, everything. So he specifically, see, the words chosen are very specific and clear. Gajendra is relating to himself. I had all these things, Atma, Atmaja, Apta, Gruha, Vitta, Jana, everything. And I was attached. But at this moment, when he was fighting, sometimes, either in Gurastha Ashram or Brahmaji Ashram, both ways, sometimes some devotees say, we feel frustrated with this material world. What should we do? What should we do? Can we escape from material world? In this body, up till we are alive, we can't escape material world. You can go from 8km Munshi Mark to 7km Munshi Mark. Or you can go from Mira Road to Borivali to Andheri or Bombay, Delhi, Hyderabad, Dubai, Bombay, Los Angeles, anywhere. Can you escape? Till this body is there, can you escape from material world? We can't. And material world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So because we will be in material world, we can't escape these two qualities also. So what can we do? We have to nothing, but as Krishna says, tolerate it. And more than tolerate it, it's better that we are understanding this material world is a place of frustration. Some unfortunate people even don't understand that. Only fortunate people understand this material world is a place of frustration. Only thing is, let us tolerate it till the end of our life. So that we are thoroughly convinced. Otherwise, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, the renunciation should not be a lack of opportunity. I did not marry because there was no girl ready to marry me. That is not renunciation. So we may feel frustrated, I don't want this world. But as soon as we may see, this is a good home, we may get attached to it. So better to tolerate all these frustrations of this world, so that by the end of our life, we should be thoroughly convinced that there is no scope of any hope in this material world. Absolutely zero. Till that time, we should tolerate these unfavorable conditions. And we should be convinced by making any material arrangements, we can't solve this hopelessness because we have to be in material world. And material world means Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Then, after telling, he is glorifying the Supreme Lord in another word. Gunasanga Vivarjitaya. Gunasanga, as Prabhupada says, Apapa Vidham. The Supreme Lord is never influenced by three modes of material nature. Everything in this material world is influenced by three modes. Just few days back, I was hearing that 7-day Bhagavata course by Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And he gives on this fourth day, Prakruti, Kal and Karma. He gives elaborate explanations of these various categories of three modes of people. And he was telling very nicely how everything in this world can be described in three modes. And how different people are active in various activities at different places and different times as per three modes of nature. He says the people in mode of goodness are active in the activities of goodness, in the time of goodness and the places of goodness. To be clear, he says those people who are in goodness, they get up early in the morning. They may go for a walk or exercise on the sea beach or some lake jogging park or in some temples. So you see, in the time of goodness, the activities of goodness are performed in the places of goodness. Then after the sun rises, the passion begins. At this time, 9 o'clock. Then at this time, you won't find any rush over there. Then you will find in offices, business, where gain is the main aim. So offices will be full rush from 9 to 5. There is a mode of passion, power, sun, energy. And then mode of ignorance begins at sunset. At that time, after 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., the people in mode of ignorance will become active. We see, especially in the modern youth, they become more active at sunset, 7 p.m. And most of them have not seen the sunrise in their lives or years. They are never seen. You will see all the discotheques, the bars and the liquor dens and the prostitution hens and everything. They will open only after 5 p.m. You won't see any bar even nearby open at Brahma Murta, 4:30. Bar this and that. Special concession hours, 4:30 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. Even if they keep free, no one will go. Even if they keep free, because the people of different modes will be active in different times with different activities at different places. Then Dada Gopinath Prabhu goes on to say that even music is in different modes. He gives very nice examples. I am just repeating his examples. If you want to see the stock of examples, you can hear his lecture series. He says, for people who are in goodness, this classical music with various ragas and all the artistic endeavor, they like such music. But those who are in passion, that music should be powerful. How loud is the music? And he says, it should vibrate the speakers, vibrate the hall and vibrate your bones. Everything should be vibrating in the mode of passion. Then there is some fun. And he says, those are in ignorance, for them everything is music. Even the wives fighting is music. Anything sound is coming, the traffic sound, everything is music for people in mode of ignorance. We see those who take liquor on the road, their horns are bonking, they are enjoying that music. If they go home, the wife throws some pots over him, he says, good music. That is the mode of ignorance. But he says, Gunasanga Vivarjitaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is free from all the influences of three modes. And the devotees, practicing devotees, should be careful to avoid the... Yes, mode of goodness is the primitive launch pad, but that should not be the attachment. In mode of goodness, people can become satisfied with happy life, and slowly, because of the influence of passion, they can become proud of being in mode of goodness. So we have to go ahead. And guna sanga vivarjitaya, a person should be completely beyond, his only engagement should be engaged in devotional service of Krishna, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And now he is telling, who can think of you always? Muktatma bhihi. Those who are mukta, means freed from all the attachments. See, until we are freed from all the attachments, we can't think of Krishna. Our mind will always think of the item which it is attached to. Those who are free from all the attachments, in their heart, swarudaye, paribhavitaya, bhavana means our emotions or consciousness, Krishna bhavana murusanga, that same bhav, paribhavitaya. So their hearts are completely engrossed or completely filled with the thoughts of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnanat mane bhagavate nam ishwarayo. So here Gajendra, with his chosen words, is glorifying the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Generally, if you observe these prayers, beautiful prayers, every word has a deep meaning with reference to the context. Sometimes we just say the prayers, Brahma Samhita and this and that. But Lord Brahma or your Gajendra, He is praying to the Supreme Lord, but he has a great reference to the context of his own condition, of the condition of the material world, and all these things. So here, it is being spoken that only those who are advanced, free, muktatma bhi, can remember Krishna always. So today I was thinking, as today is what date? 12th. So exactly after a month, many of us might be, if the Supreme Lord permits, might visit Sridham Mayapur. If nothing is fixed. I went 2 months back with a group of students from Lonely and other places to Mayapur. Around 50-60 students were there. You should understand, just by booking the name and purchasing ticket, is nothing gets fixed. There are three cases I will tell. Three serious students, the most senior ones. Somehow or other, they are fixed up. They paid all money. The tickets were there. But somehow or other, they are planning to come even 2 days before the yatra, even 1 day before the yatra, but somehow or other they could not come. One person, I may not tell the name, but Ashish Deshmukh, all chanting 16 rounds. Since 2 years, he was in Ahmednagar vacation. He called Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu. Prabhuji, I cannot come. I said, why? Because there's some bone which has overgrown in my ankle. Doctor said, you cannot travel for 15 days. I said, who can say anything? Then we went and came back. He said, what happened to your bone? Are you okay? I said, Prabhuji, actually nothing happened. The next day, doctor said, nothing has happened. I just thought something has happened, but by the next day you are already gone. So I could understand, actually it's by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Another person who called me the day before, Prabhuji, tomorrow morning I am starting from Bombay. I said, okay. Next day, 10 o'clock, he called, Prabhuji, I have got cholera or typhoid, I am in hospital. I said, that's also okay. These are the senior devotees. Another case like that. So, but still, our material body can restrict our physical travel. But spiritual travels cannot be restricted. The spiritual soul cannot be restricted. Just by hearing Krishna Katha or Gaur Katha over here, the words of Vrindavan Das Thakur, we are actually transported live to the various places, holy places. So those who may physically, ultimately physical going is important, but if we go there and think of what? Atma Atma Jap To Guru Vitta Janyeshu Sakte. Gajendra is saying, very relevant verse, if we go and think, my bank balance, stock market, my relatives, my health, then we might be physically there, but spiritually we are in all this. Atma Atma Jap To Guru Sakta Guru Vitta Janeshu Sakte. So today I will just thought to speak something of the activities of Lord Chaitanya. I thought little more, so whatever time is there, 10-15 minutes, we'll discuss some activities. Here, the scenario is, okay, I'll read the prayers which Vrindavan Das Thakur offers as praying to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Avtirnausa karunayau parichinnau shadishwarau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau dvau Bhratarau bhaje. I worship the two brothers, Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda, who are the two masters of the devotees and who have mercifully descended to this world. Namah Trikala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sa Bhrityaya Sa Putraya Sa Kalatraya Te Namah. O Lord, who exists eternally in the three phases of time, O son of Jagannath Mishra, O Lord, accompanied by your servants, sons and wives, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So here, I am beginning from the point where Lord Chaitanya has left the home to take sannyas and has gone to Katwa. At Katwa he has taken sannyas, the great episode which we all know and we might hear in the future. And now, after accepting the sannyas, In the city of Kantak Nagar, Lord Chaitanya stayed there for one night. Whole night in the evening, he requested Mukunda, please sing the kirtan, chant the holy names. And the Lord began to dance. He had no external consciousness. The Lord sighed, laughed, perspired, jumped, rolled, cried. Sometimes his body stood, hairs on his body stood erect. His danda was off from his hand. His kamandalu on the another hand. And as roaring loudly like a millions of lions in ecstasy of love of Godhead. Seeing Lord Chaitanya dance in ecstasy, his sannyas guru, Keshav Bharati, he also picked up the similar symptoms. And he started dancing. Both systems and symptoms. Systems of dancing in the same way. He also started jumping, falling. He is also sannyas, danda and kamandalu went somewhere else. He was also rolling on the ground. Whole night, Lord Chaitanya and his sannyas guru together, they sang happily. Again and again, the Lord bowed down at the feet of his guru Keshav Bharati. After the night was over, when the sunrise came, a whole night kirtan they performed. Lord came to external consciousness. Lord approached his guru that now I want to leave and I will enter the forest and I will find Lord Krishna Chandra, the Lord of my heart. I will go to the temple of Vakreshwar. I am not exactly sure which temple, but it seems that it is on the west side of Katwa. And Lord, the sannyas guru, Keshav Bharati said, I will also join you. I will come with you and happily perform Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya mercifully agreed. And Keshav Bharati was walking ahead. Before that, Lord Chaitanya embraced Chandrasekhar Acharya. And he told Chandrasekhar Acharya, please go back to Navdeep. And please go home. Don't be unhappy at heart. I will be always with you. Go to Navdeep and tell the Vaishnavas that I have gone to the forest. And Lord Chaitanya embraced Chandrasekhar Acharya and left him and started walking to the forest. Lord Chaitanya's, ahead of Lord Chaitanya, Keshav Bharati was walking. And behind him, Nityananda. And who else? Let me just. Mukund and others were walking. Chandrasekhar Acharya, somehow or other, came back to Navdeep. And here, arriving at Navdeep, he broke the news. Our Lord had ultimately taken sannyas and gone to the forest. Hearing this, everyone started lamenting. Millions and millions of anguished sighs were coming out of people's mouth. Advaita said, I will not live anymore. Hearing the decision of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas also resolved to the same decision. Advaita said, if I jump, I will jump into Ganga and give up my body. But if the people hold me in the daytime, I will go in the night time and jump in the Ganga. The saintly women who were devoted to their Vaishnava husbands fell weeping to the ground and crying day and night. And Sachi Mata actually was most anguished state. She had not eaten since the day Lord Chaitanya left. Only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna was she still alive. Separated from Lord, everyone, Advaita and everyone were deciding to end their lives. Suddenly, at that time, a loud sound from the sky spoke up. Don't worry, give up your moroseness and sadness. Within 2-4 days, this is English, but as we said, do-char din mein, they made it into English. Within 2-4 days, you will meet Lord Chaitanya again. Just give up worry and be patient. In this way, all the devotees, after hearing the voice from the sky, were very happy. Here, Lord Chaitanya has his own decision, entered westward from Katwa, away from Mayapur and Jagannathpuri. He was going towards the Vrindavan direction, westward. And in this way, he entered the area called Radha Desh. That area was very beautiful, with many, many trees, especially Ashwatha, banyan trees all around. Seeing such a wonderful beauty, Lord called out with his devotees. Wherever Lord went, actually the people followed him and became devotees. It is described here, in that area of Radha Desh, a kirtan was not performed up till now. But seeing Lord Chaitanya non-stop crying and weeping, all the people of the area, all the people of the village followed him and were also crying loudly the holy names. And the Lord said, I will go to the forest where the deity of Vakreshwar is there. overcome with love, Lord was speaking these words and he was walking ahead. The Lord was dancing wonderfully and all the people, hundreds and thousands of them, were weeping and performing Sankirtan. The lowest and the most degraded ones, they were saying, why is nowadays so much weeping happening over here? Now, why are people crying suddenly? Because they could not understand the glory and the mercy of the Supreme Lord Chaitanya. Here Vrindavan Das Thakur says, everyone was crying and weeping. Only ghosts and demons would not sing the holy names. So we can put it in another way. That those who don't sing the holy names are something like ghosts and demons. Because both statements are true simultaneously. This is the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Then, yeah, he explains that. Please know that anyone who turns his face away from the holy names of the Lord, of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, is a ghost or demon. At the day's end, the Lord arrived at a village and stayed for an evening in a saintly Brahmana's home. Accepting a little meal, he slept and the devotees slept all around him. But before the sun could rise, 3 hours before sunrise, before Brahma Murta, Lord Chaitanya got up. Just like Lord Ram, when he went to forest, he was accompanied by all the Ayodhya Vasis, except few, Kaikeyi and some of her followers. But Ram did not want that all the people of Ayodhya to face the troubles of forest. So just in midnight time, say 3 hours before sunrise, Lord Sri Ram, Lakshman and Sita, along with their prime minister, woke up and he drove the chariot in such a way that people got confused. So Lord Chaitanya got up 3 hours before the sunrise and alone went somewhere tasting the nectar of ecstatic love. And in a grassy field somewhere around, he was lying, continuously chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Calling these names and other names like Hari, Hari, Krishna, Murari, the Lord was crying. Somewhere far off, like we say, Lord many times would disappear from Gambhira also, locked room. And the people in the night would take lalten searching him. Sometimes they would find Lord Chaitanya at Simhadwaram gate, sometimes in ocean, different places. So here next day as the people got up in the morning, just outside Katwa in that next village, all the people understood that Lord Chaitanya is missing. And they all ran in all the directions, in all the roads, all the lakes, all the villages, all the grassy fields to search for Lord Chaitanya. They could not find, but there was one clue. Lord Chaitanya was chanting and crying so loudly that his sound could be heard for 2 kilometers distance. So somewhere some people could hear a faint sound coming from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. And picking up that clue, they started walking towards that place. And ultimately, they found out. Then Lord Chaitanya also got up. Lord Chaitanya in this way, every day walked towards the Vakreshwar Tirth, westward from Katwa. When Lord Chaitanya was only 8 miles before Vakreshwar Tirth, suddenly he decided, he changed his direction. Again eastwards, back. Sometimes in Yatra we get confused. But these are the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. The manager says, no, we'll go here. After going halfway, they change the direction again up backwards. We say, what's happening? And we criticize, oh, they don't understand doing this, doing that. But essence of the Yatra is to chant the holy names, either eastwards or westwards. No, it doesn't matter. So you should always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yeah, that happens. In the Yatra, we sometimes get engrossed in criticizing and fault finding and forget the aim of Yatra is to chanting. So here, no one asked. Lord Chaitanya walked for so many days westwards to Akreshwar Tirtha and just few kilometers before the Tirtha, he changed again back eastwards. And Lord declared, no, I will go to Jagannath Puri. Plans changed. And he says, no one knew the reason why the plans were changed. Only advanced devotees. Why did the Lord not desire to go to Vakreshwar Tirtha? only a person who has attained the Lord's mercy has the power to know. He, Vrindavanesh Thakur, gives his guess. Why did Lord did like that? He says, I think the Lord's traveling to the Vakreshwar Tirtha was a trick to bless the everyone in Radhadesh area. So, Lord Chaitanya's trick was there. The whole, when Lord Chaitanya started walking again eastwards towards the Ganga, he was saying, why is this country empty of devotional service? No one seems to chant the holy names over here. 3 days have passed and I am walking through so many fields and pastures and villages, but I have not heard the name of Krishna. He says, why do I walk in such a country where people are not chanting the holy names? Then at that time, he found some boys herding the cows. And amongst them was one saintly boy. And suddenly he started chanting, Hari, Hari, Krishna, Murari, Ram, Govind. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy to hear the name of Hari. He called out, oh Hari Bol, boy, come here. These are the modern day language of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. The boy came and Lord Chaitanya suddenly asked. He said, now I am hearing the names of the Lord from the boy's mouth. I did not hear for 3 days. What is the reason for this? Then Lord inquired from the people, how far is Ganga from here? And the people said, Ganga is only 3 hours from here. Walk. And Lord Chaitanya said, that is the reason. Because the breezes of Ganga are flowing nearby. Ganga is so pure and so glorious. And anyone who stays near Ganga, he can chant the holy names of God. I am understanding this. So today I will go and dive into Ganga. Saying this, the Lord continued walking 3 hours towards eastwards. Eager to see Ganga, Lord Chaitanya walked very fast. No one could keep pace with him, except another Supreme Lord, Nityananda. Both of them were ahead and other devotees fell back. Soon, by the evening, Lord Chaitanya arrived on the banks of Ganga. And seeing the Mother Ganga, he just started, both of them dove into Ganga and were swimming for many hours and just chanting Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. We can also say the names here, it is said. I'll tell the effects of the chanting of Ganga's name, or at least we can say Ganga, 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 Ganga. He said, anyone who chants or hears your name, O Mother Ganga, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Mother Ganga, he attains true devotion. How much greater fortune is of a person who drinks your water? I don't know the modern day, but other, if you, I know some devotees who drank a lot and they got admitted in the hospital. So we might be careful in Kali Yuga. But he says, who drinks your water? And Lord Chaitanya, while swimming, drank water to his stomach full of Ganga river. He says, by your mercy, O Ganga, Krishna's holy name appear on the mouth of people staying nearby. Now hear what he says, Lord Chaitanya. He says, a worm, an insect, a bird or a dog or a jackal who lives by your bank becomes more fortunate. Most fortunate, very fortunate. Even a wealthy and beautiful person staying at another place is very less fortunate. And so we might see some jackals or birds or insects or worms on the banks of Ganga. We should not think, oh, these are the insects. We should say they are more fortunate than us. Because we can be on the banks of Ganga only for 2, 3 or 5 days. But their whole life is on the banks of Ganga, being covered with the dust of Ganga. We sometimes go and apply the dust. For a few hours it remains and it falls off. And when we come back, we wash our clothes thoroughly. After we come back from Yatra to Bombay, we wash our clothes clean. But these insects, they are most fortunate. They are in the water of Ganga, in the dust of Ganga, in the water vapor of Ganga, the birds, everywhere. So Lord says, they are more fortunate. And a wealthy, beautiful person in another place is not very fortunate. He says, oh Ganga, you have descended to this world to rescue the fallen people. Hearing the glories of Ganga, her own self, from her own Lord, the Mother Ganga became little ashamed. The next day, actually, the devotees were behind. The evening, in the night, Nityananda and Ganga, Lord Chaitanya came out of Ganga and they slept in another saintly Brahmana's home. The next day, devotees came behind, they are lagging behind, and found out Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu, please listen, O Nityananda. All the devotees in Navadvip are suffering my separation. Go to Navadvip quickly and tell them that I am going to Shantipur and bring all the devotees to Shantipur. The Lord Chaitanya said, first I will visit Fulia and then go to Shantipur. Immediately Lord, I will cutting the story a little short. Immediately Lord Nityananda, he was dancing with bliss. Sometimes he stood under a kadamba tree taking a threefold forms. And sometimes seeing many cows, he began to roll on the ground. And sometimes he would act like a calf and go and drink the milk of the cows. This is Lord Nityananda. Whichever path he took, he was not in external consciousness. Sometimes he would sit beside the road and weep for a long time. Sometimes he would take out his clothes and wrap as a turban on his head. Sometimes, accepting the nature of Ananta Shesh, he would swim in the Ganga like a snake. Actually, it is Vrindavan Thakur says, Lord Chaitanya arrived at Navadvip, Lord Nityananda arrived at Navadvip at Lord Chaitanya's ghat swimming. From water place, he jumped into Ganga. And then he told the news, all the prepared. On the other side, I'll just tell part of it and then end in 2-3 minutes. On the other side, Lord Chaitanya was going to Puliya. Lord Nityananda came to Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi was actually in fully unconscious state. She was not in external consciousness. Since the day Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas, she would ask people, have you been to Mathura? Are you coming back from Mathura? Do you know where are Krishna and Balaram? When Nityananda came in front of Mother Sachi, she came to external consciousness. She said, son, where is my Supreme Lord? Lord Nityananda embraced all the devotees and he told the secret, give up your lamentation. Don't maintain any little lamentation now. Quickly become ready and start for Shantipur. He told Mother Sachi, you are fasting for 12 days. If you fast, how will the devotees eat? Please cook food immediately. Feed me and feed all the devotees. And after that, we'll all go to Shantipur. Mother Sachi immediately cooked nice prasad, fed first to Nityananda Prabhu. And then all the devotees had the prasad. Then hearing that Lord was at Fulia Gram, everyone happily started to see him. If you know some geography, the Mayapur is in the V of Ganga and Jalangi River. So and you have to go to Shantipur, you have to cross the river. Nowadays we go by bus and then there is bridge. When we go by bus, we cross the Jalangi River or Ganga River by bridge. At that time, the Navadvip was island. There were no bridges. So it was a great decision that how actually lakhs and millions of all the people, just like all the people followed Lord Ramchandra, all the people of Navadvip, millions of them started for Shantipur. Suddenly, millions of people came on the ghat to sit in the ferry. And the boatman did not know what to do. People did not wait for that. Some of them tied, empty jugs. Sometimes you see in the villages they took that empty plastic jars and they tied to the chest. And the children swim. Similarly, some of the people, they tied those empty cans to their chest and swam across. Some took banana trees, they also float and they swam across. How many people crossed, no one counted. Even the pregnant women, they were breathing heavily and chanting the holy names of Lord Chaitanya, crossed while swimming. Even the blind and lame crossed. Only by chanting the names of Lord Chaitanya, they could understand the direction and got the power to swim across. Thousands and thousands of people climbed into water, boats were available. But how far that boat can go? You don't do all these things in the yatra. Otherwise, the managers will be in great stress. How far the boat can go? Balde Prabhu is sitting, he is getting under anxiety. If more capacity sit in the one boat, is very risky. We don't have so much faith on Chaitanya's name. But these people had. And the boat went little distance and sank immediately. But the people had no problem. They just chanted the names of Lord Chaitanya and they swam across the ocean. Hundreds of people crossed. How many crossed? No one knew. Everyone was chanting Hari, Hari and crossing the river. Forget, all want to chant, somebody is chanting. We'll say Hari, Hari. We'll cross over the oceans of nations. Forgetting hunger, thirst, home, duty. All the people were shouting Hari so loudly that sound was reaching the covering of the universe. There's much more. They performed wonderful kirtan. It is said while kirtan was being performed, who fell on whom, who embraced whom, who was saying what to whom, who was jumping and landing on another's chest, no one is known. But such a kirtan was performed by all these devotees when they met Lord Chaitanya for the first time after taking sannyas. So great description, maybe some another time we will continue. At least whatever part we could hear, we can think about that and so thus decrease our attachments to the various things in the material world as the Gajendra is praying today. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.